Whether you're hunting the back 40 or chasing game deep in the backcountry, the all-new Razor Guide Pack from Outdoor Edge has it all. Coming in at only 12 ounces and in a premium wax canvas roll pack for compact storage and travel, the Razor Guide Pack is 7 blades in total, including a 5-inch replaceable blade folding knife, a 3-inch replaceable blade caping knife, and the flip and zip saw for wood or bone. For more information, visit OutdoorEdge.com. HuntStand is the most popular and functional mobile hunting app on the market. With a variety of base maps to choose from, satellite imagery that is updated every month, the ability to check the weather, know property information, and even catalog your trail cam pics, HuntStand even gives you the ability to import pins and location markers from other mobile apps. Visit HuntStand.com or download wherever you download your apps. Enter discount code SN20 at checkout for 20% off.
This is the Average Conservationist podcast brought to you by Outdoor Class and in partner with 2% for Conservation. Outdoor Class is the new single source of premium outdoor education from trusted, knowledgeable experts. For hunters committed to improving their skills, Outdoor Class is the only subscription-based e-learning platform that provides unlimited access to video lessons from the world's most respected experts covering topics across a hunter's entire journey. Learn from industry leaders like Corey Jacobson, Randy Newberg, Remy Warren, and other prominent personalities and organizations. Sign up today and use code AVERAGE to save 20%. 2% for Conservation's mission is to create an alliance of businesses and individuals that ensure the future of hunting and angling by committing their time and dollars to fish and wildlife. 1% of your time plus 1% of your money equals 2% for Conservation. 2% helps businesses and people pair with conservation causes to support things that fit what they care about. Whether you're into fishing, hunting, or just getting outdoors, 2% can help you not only start giving back to wildlife, but get certified for it. Getting 2% certified means you've made the same commitment as popular brands like Sitka, Stone Glacier, and Seek Outside in giving at least 1% of your time and dollars back to wildlife. But it's not just for outdoor companies. Breweries, contractors, coffee roasters, and even piano repair companies have earned 2% certification and stand out as leaders in their communities for doing so. Businesses that are committed to conservation deserve your business when you shop. Learn more about 2% for Conservation at fishandwildlife.org. That's fishandwildlife.org. What's going on, everybody? A happy Wednesday to you. Welcome back to the Average Conservationist podcast, and I'm your host, Marcus Ewing. You know, I was thinking that I almost was going to try to have the introduction be like Jingle Bells or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, some shit like that, to really put everyone either over the edge in terms of having to listen to Christmas music or really tie a bow on everything and get you even more in the Christmas spirit. So today we're going to do something a little bit different. It's just me again. I've been slacking, I guess is a good way to put it, on my preparation. Preparation is not the right word. On booking guests to come on. And what I have found is that this time of year, it's very difficult to get people to it's very difficult for people to find some spare time to sit down and record a podcast for obvious reasons. And that's no fault of anyone's other than my own for not properly planning and preparing. So there you have it. So it's going to be me today. However, what I'm going to do, it's going to be a fairly short episode in comparison to a lot of other ones. But what I want to do is I want to thank some individuals. I mean, it's that time of year where, you know, you're thankful for friends and family and colleagues and, you know, all these sort of things that are out there. So what I want to do is just take a few minutes today. And I kind of want to individually thank partners of the podcast, the host, the host network of the podcast. Because as you guys have heard me talk about, in the past, a handful of different episodes, probably, when this whole idea for the podcast was pitched to me by Dan Johnson. You know, truth be told, it was one of those things that I really had no interest in doing. You know, when I started The Average Conservationist, it was really just kind of a passion project, I guess, if you even want to call it that. I thought it would be cool to make some of my own t-shirts, some of my own hats, things that I really liked and that, you know, I hoped or that I thought other people would really like as well. And it is, you know, one of the things I said to, you know, some of my friends, I was like, the last thing I'm going to do is start a podcast because there's so many out there. And that's not to discredit anyone who has a podcast, says the podcast host. But, you know, I didn't feel like I had anything I could bring to the table, that I wasn't going to talk about certain, you know, hunting or outdoor topics because there's, you know, other people out there with a lot more experience, a lot wider depth of knowledge about certain things, whether it's, you know, deer hunting, western hunting, waterfowl hunting, upland hunting, you know, trout fishing, deep sea fishing, whatever the case is. There's plenty of people out there who know far more than I do. So I didn't really look at it as an opportunity to do something like that. However, when Dan, posed it or proposed it to me, and then obviously 2% got brought into it, it really changed the way I looked at it, because now it wasn't so much about what I could bring to the table. It was what the guests could bring to the table. And it became, from the onset, it became much more and really all about the people that we are getting on to tell their stories, to talk about the brands that they work for, the brands that they own, just cool, you know, conservation stories that they have. And so my first kind of thank you is going to be to all past guests, future guests, anyone who is going to take the time to sit down and join me. I've had some incredible guests over the years. I think it was, you know, around this time last year that I kind of went back into my catalog in my head and just started talking about some of the episodes that really stood out to me and kind of highlighted some of those and those brands. But, you know, this year I kind of want to throw a blanket statement out there because there's just been some incredible people that have joined me. Everyone's been incredible. And the friendships that I've been able to form with a lot of these guests, post recording, post their episode being aired, has been great. And I think that's ultimately one of the biggest takeaways that I've had in this, you know, almost 3 years, 2.5 years, is just the relationships. We already know that the conservation, the outdoor community, is small. But we are a lot of very like-minded individuals. And, you know, the more I get to talk to people, the more it really reinforces that. And the more I just, I really enjoy, you know, being able to talk to these people and giving them an outlet or, giving them an opportunity to let others, hear the incredible work that they do and their incredible story. So my first thank you is going to go out to all my guests. My second one, I'm going to start talking about some of the partners of the podcast, because without them, a lot of this stuff, whether it's the giveaways, the ability, to be able to do this, it wouldn't be there. It'd be much more difficult on me to do that. So first off, I'm going to go with GoHunt. GoHunt, has been a tremendous partner. And, you know, for all of you listening who I'm sure are, you know, quite familiar with GoHunt, in one form or another, you see either all the great gear that they carry, or you just see all of the content that they're putting out on social media and just how genuine and down to earth and, you know, what great people are at GoHunt and that entire team. I mean, I cannot think of a negative experience that I've had with my interactions with GoHunt. And, you know, the product, you know, their mapping system that they came out with earlier this year has been a game changer for a lot of people. And I think it's going to continue to evolve, and it's continued to really lead the industry and really provide a lot of cutting edge stuff as it pertains to offline mapping. And I think is really just going to help, you know, increase people's odds even more when they're in the field, which just, you know, goes on top of, you know, their draw odds and their insider membership that they have. So if you haven't already, and I've talked about this in a ton of, you know, like intros and kind of commercials and things like that leading into episodes. But if you haven't, you need to check out GoHunt. You need to get on board with their Explorer membership. It's $50 for 50 states. I mean, that's incredible, because for a lot of other brands out there, you're paying probably $30 for one state, and now you're getting $50 for all 50. So it's a great deal. So be sure to check that out as well. My second one is going to go to my very close friends and my buddies at Hardside Hydration. And to see, I don't even think, like, evolution is not even the right word, to see the come up of Dane and Dustin and everything that they have put together at Hardside Hydration has been so awesome for me to watch, for, you know, just as a fan. You know, you want to see your friends succeed. And when Dane first talked to me about the idea, probably 2 years ago, I would say, I just thought it was such a great idea. And between, you know, their experience, the needs that they found, Dane and Dustin were able to come up with ideas and a product that really, it's so simple, but it changes the game for a lot of people in their hydration setup when they're in the backcountry. You know, not only that, Hardside Hydration, another 2% brand, which is, you know, this is a side gig for Dane and Dustin. And they've made it a point to, instead of just trying to, you know, make a ton of money off of this or anything like that, they're donating a lot of their time and money back to conservation. And it's great to see. And again, you know, I've been fortunate enough to see friends succeed, and that is one that I really enjoy. I get to catch up with Dane specifically, you know, every couple of weeks, and, you know, he's just talking about what they have going on. You know, he'll maybe give me a little inside peek of, you know, some new products that they're kind of workshopping or that they're in the prototype stages that they're testing out, and it's just very cool to see, and I'm very happy and proud of those guys. So another big thank you to Hardside Hydration. And that's another one. If you guys haven't checked it out, I mean, even if you're not a hunter, if you're just a backpacker, you're a camper, you like camping. There's a need. You like to mountain bike. I mean, there's just a ton of different ways that you can use their product, the Swig Rig. So hardsidehydration.com, check them out. Take the hard side. You won't regret it. This next one, Stone Glacier. And Stone Glacier has been a partner of this podcast since day one. They have been, I mean, they're the quintessential partner when it comes to something like this. They're always there to, you know, donate some product for a giveaway, to offer some advice on something, to, you know, yeah, I mean, if I want to just call someone in their customer service and just kind of pick their brain a little bit about, you know, a way to run one of their packs or some of their, you know, outerwear or base layers. You know, if I'm saying, hey, this is the application, this is what I'm thinking about using, their customer service is top notch. They're going to sit down and talk to you just like one of your buddies would, you know, around a campfire in the truck, you know, sitting around the table having a beer. I mean, that's just the kind of people that Stone Glacier has there. And to sell a product or products like they do, with the quality, and everything like that, I mean, it's really something, you know, just to be associated with them, you know, through the podcast is something that I'm very proud of. It's
something that I would never take for granted. And I cannot thank them enough for believing in the podcast and the idea of the podcast from the get-go. Another tremendous brand that is 2% certified that does a lot. They're one of those companies that go above and beyond, you know, what the kind of minimum requirements are to be a 2% certified business. So, you know, Stone Glacier, I mean, it's probably a little bit late now. I don't think you'd be able to get something if you ordered it from Stone Glacier in time for Christmas. But obviously, if you're in kind of that greater Bozeman area, slide into their new shop. They opened a new storefront earlier this year, and it's beautiful from what I've seen. I have not had the chance to visit it yet, but hopefully maybe this summer, next summer, I'll be able to get out there and see it and take a tour and hang out with the guys a little bit. So one second here. I never come prepared with enough water when I start talking, because typically if I've got a guest on, you know, talk for 30 seconds or a minute, and then, you know, the guest, you know, has an opportunity to talk, so I can take water there, take a drink of water there, and you never even know. So yes, a huge, tremendous thank you to to Stone Glacier, the team over there, specifically Lyle Hebel, who has been a guest on the podcast, but has been you know, just great to work with there as far as you know, my point of contact. Another one here is a new company. It's a new partner in the last 7 or 8 months, which is Outdoor Class. And if you haven't, now is a great time to check out Outdoor Class, because they're actually running kind of an end of the year sale where you use the code AVERAGE30 and you're going to get 30% off of your Outdoor Class membership. And you know what the team at Outdoor Class has done and what they are doing to really try to up your cooking game, your scouting game, you know, just your tactics, whatever it is. I mean, they have some of the industry's best, you know, putting together these little mini video series on ways that are essentially, you know, proven over their time in the outdoors, that they want to kind of instill that wisdom onto others to try to allow them to be more successful. I mean, you've got people like Jamie Tagan, Hank Shaw, who was, you know, just a recent guest, but they have just some incredible series on, you know, cooking wild game and some ways that you can do it, which is awesome. You got guys like Remy Warren, Randy Newberg, and excuse me, the insight that these guys offer, that they bring to the table, you know, with a lifetime of being in the outdoors. Corey Jacobson, another one. I mean, he's a world champion elk caller, for crying out loud. So, these are people who know their shit. They know what they're talking about. They're not just up there, you know, kind of talking the talk. They have proven year in, year out, time and time again, the methods that they use are ones that help you be successful. And, you know, not only that, just a great group of people. And that may be one of the most common themes, or the common theme amongst all of the partners and all of the people that I'm dealing with on the podcast here, is everyone is just incredible. And it's so much nicer to work with, you know, individuals like this that you want to talk to, that are, you know, being very, very supportive. They want to try to help, you know, myself and the podcast do as well as it can. And, you know, it's not something that they have to do. You know, we've been able to build these relationships over the course of our partnerships. And it's just, it's great. I mean, I guess I don't know how many times I can say that, but it's certainly a pleasure to be a part of. And, you know, Outdoor Class with their, you know, online, you know, e-learning video platform. I mean, it's the only one of its kind as it pertains to the outdoors. I mean, there's nothing even close to it out there. And so now is a great time. You know, it's an easy gift to give to the outdoorsman, the outdoors woman in your life, is a subscription to Outdoor Class. So again, average 30. Use that code at checkout and you're going to save 30%. Excuse me. Another one for you. And this one, it's kind of two-part. Sportsman's Empire. So Sportsman's Empire is the podcast network that hosts the Average Conservationist podcast. And, you know, we actually just had kind of a network meeting just last night, actually. And the group of guys and gals that are a part of Sportsman's Empire are second to none. They're just a bunch of people who love the outdoors, who love hunting, who love fishing, who love to talk about it. They love to hear stories. And they're some of the greatest people that I've had the opportunity to meet and become friends with that, you know, without this podcast, I never would have had that opportunity. I mean, one of the guys on the network there is down in Oklahoma and wants to invite all of us from the network down to Oklahoma to do a hog hunt next spring. And, you know, you're talking 20 to 25 guys that he just says, hey, come on down. We can accommodate all of you, or, you know, bring a tent, camp, you know, camp at his place or his property, whatever the case is. And, you know, he just wants to get everyone down there and experience, you know, Oklahoma as he knows it. And, you know, to open your doors to people who, you know, are not necessarily family, and you know, you only have gotten a chance to know, like, through, you know, maybe being a guest on one another's podcast or through these, you know, network meetings like we had last night. I mean, it says a lot about the character of John, who invited us. And you know, I'm willing to bet a lot of money that every other person that's involved with the network would do the same. So it's been awesome to be a part of that and to build those friendships and really to see the success of all these other podcasts as well. And kind of the second part of that one is Dan Johnson. He is the straw that stirs the drink of Sportsman's Empire. He's the one that started it all on his own with his Nine Finger Chronicles podcast. Dan is a board member on 2% for Conservation. He's a bow hunter. I mean, he's Iowa born and bred. I mean, he's one of the best out there. And, you know, he's gone to bat for every single one of us on that network. He is willing to bend over backwards to try to help us out, to put us in positions to be successful. And, you know, he has really put a lot of his faith and his trust in all of us to represent the network. And, you know, he's the one that pitched me on the idea for this podcast. And he's, you know, I can say he's the reason that, you know, 133 episodes later, why, you know, hopefully you're tuning in every Wednesday to listen to myself, or, you know, to listen to the guests or whatever the case is. Because without, you know, me being a guest on Dan's podcast like I was, you know, 2 years ago, again, I'm not here. This podcast isn't here. And we haven't gotten to hear, you know, the stories of all these incredible guests over the past 2.5 years. So a very big and sincere thank you to Dan Johnson. All right, and I'm going to about wrap it up here. And my last thank you is last, but certainly not least, and that goes to 2% for Conservation, very specifically Jared Frazier. Jared has been just, you know, instrumental in allowing me to get on a lot of these guests, to have a lot of these people come on and tell their story. Because when it comes to a passion for the outdoors, for conservation, for giving back, for volunteering, all of these things, Jared Frazier is second to none. He is more passionate about those things that I just mentioned than anyone I've ever met. He is just this wealth of knowledge when it comes to, you know, the way the landscape of conservation looks now, the way it looked 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, he's a Midwesterner who now resides out west, and he's seen it all. He's done it all. And to call Jared, a colleague, is great. To call him a friend is even better. And it's something that I cherish because, you know, I mean, something as simple as I remember a few months back, I had this idea for a t-shirt and I kind of had it all mocked up and I liked it. Something didn't quite seem right about it. Texted Jared, said, "Hey, will you do me a favor? I've got this design for this shirt. Give me your honest opinion." And that's a great thing about Jared. He's not going to sugarcoat it. You know, he's not going to be a dick about it, but he's going to give you, you know, his true thoughts, which is exactly what I was looking for in that scenario. And, you know, he gave me some feedback on it. I said, okay, we got to I either got to change it or I got to scrap the idea altogether. And I ended up scrapping it, which is why you'll never see that design come out. But that being said, it was a good call by him in hindsight. And it's little things like that I really get to enjoy. And, you know, Jared's been a guest on the podcast maybe a handful of times over the last couple of years. And hopefully we're going to get him on early next year to kind of talk about the year that 2% had, some of the transitions that they went through, you know, what's coming down the pike, and all that good stuff, and really kind of catch us up on everything 2% related, maybe some new businesses, and all that good stuff. So a very, again, sincere thank you, to Jared, and 2% for Conservation. It's an amazing organization filled with, a ton of amazing companies, ones that you've either heard on the podcast, you've heard me talk about. I mean, there's, you know, three or four that I just spoke about now. So that's what I wanted to do today, guys. I wanted to just shout out these people that have helped make this podcast, that have helped get it to where it is today. You know, thankfully, we're doing something right because the numbers, the downloads, they continue to grow year in and year out. And I think that's ultimately a testament to the amazing people that come on and share their stories with all of you. And it's something that inspires me. It motivates me. It keeps me going. So it's been an absolute pleasure up to this point. I really look forward to what's to come in the future. I know that I'm going to be going to the Western Hunting and Conservation Expo out in Salt Lake City this year. I'm going to be kind of tagging along with Dane and Dustin from Hardside Hydration, and hopefully get to, you know, have some more conversations, some in-person dialogue with some of these 2% businesses and things like that. And, you know, maybe hopefully take a deeper dive into, you know, their business and, you know, why conservation is so important to them, even more so than what we did on maybe a previous episode. So we got a lot of great stuff coming in 2023. I will say this, it's doubtful I'm going to have an episode next week. Between the holidays, I've got a ton of stuff going on. I know all of you out there have plans, whether you're in the field, you're traveling to see friends and family, all that good stuff. So I don't want to get a guest on here and maybe not do them the justice of having a real solid time slot, so to speak, just because I think a lot of people are going to be preoccupied with friends and family in the holidays, and, you know, rightfully so. You should be. This is the time of year where those things should be a priority. So this is going to be our last episode of 2022. I want to wish everyone out there a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Be safe. All that good stuff. And, you know, don't take this time for granted. Enjoy it and stay safe out there. Remember that conservation starts with you.